Okay, and I'm going to say, okay, I think that'll do it. Open in prayer, God. Father, thank you for this day you've given, this opportunity to look into your word. We'd ask you to be with us and guide our conversation, revealing your truth to us. Give us grace to do your will in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
John, you want to take the reading? Start reading chapter 27.
Sure. In that
Let's do
day,
it.
the Lord, with his severe sword, great and strong, will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent, Leviathan, that twisted serpent, and he will slay the reptile that is in the sea. In that day, sing to her the vineyard of red wine. I, the Lord, keep it. I water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I keep it night and day. Fury is not in me, who would set briars and thorns against me in battle. I would go through them. I would burn them together. Would let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. Those who come, he shall cause to take root in Jacob. Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruit. Has he struck Israel? Has he struck those who struck him? Or has he been slain according to the slaughter of those who were slain by him? In measure, by sending it away, you contended with it. He removes it by his rough wind, in the day of the east wind. Therefore, by this the iniquity of Jacob will be covered. And this is all the fruit of taking away his sin. When he makes all the stones of the altar like chalk stones that are beaten to dust, wooden images and incense altars shall not stand. Yet the fortified city will be desolate, the habitation forsaken and left like a wilderness. There the calf will feed, and there it will lie down and consume its branches. When its boughs are withered, they will be broken off. The women come and set them on fire, for it is a people of no understanding. Therefore, he who made them will not have mercy on them, and he who formed them will show them no favor. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will thresh from the channel of the river to the brook of Egypt, and you will be gathered one by one, O you children of Israel. So it shall be in that day, the great trumpet will be blown, and they will come who are about to perish in the land of Assyria, and they who are outcast in the land of Egypt. All shall worship the Lord in the holy mount at Jerusalem.
Interesting. I've wanted to look further on this first one that talks about Leviathan, the elusive serpent, and says that he will slay the dragon of the sea. Isn't that referenced in Revelation about the dragon?
Coming up out of the sea.
Yeah, coming out of
Yeah,
the
that's
sea.
very interesting, actually. That's a really good connection.
I'm going to see if I can find this passage in Revelation. I don't know if you can help me with that.
Yeah, let me look.
Well, Babylon.
Give me a second.
Oh, I can get my concordance
It's
from
chapter 13.
13. Let's see. And do you know what verse? Let's see.
It's just, I think, it
Where
starts in
did
13.
you... Well, the dragon is mentioned in the previous chapter, even. It was the dragon that is wroth with the woman and makes war with her and the remnant of her seed. But I thought there was one that said he, in addition to Isaiah, I thought there was almost a direct quotation in Revelation. Let's see if I can find something in my look up dragon and see if it shows anything in the concordance in Revelation. Besides that, sometimes it's the easiest way to do it. Dragon, dragon. Well, you got Revelation 20, verse 2. See what that says. It says, I saw an angel come down from heaven having the key of the bottomless pit, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent. Which is the devil and Satan, and bound them 1,000 years. Okay. But that may be what I was thinking of. Except in ver chapter 13, where it says that they worship the dragon. Ezekiel has another reference that's very similar. And Ezekiel, it's saying here in Ezekiel 29, 3. Let me just go over to that a minute. Ezekiel 3 says, thus said the Lord God, I'm going to deal with you, O Pharaoh, king of Egypt, mighty monster sprawling in your channels, who said, my Nile is my own, I made it for myself. I will put hooks in your jaws and make the fish of your channels cling to your scales. Well, that's a little different than. Okay. What besides this reference to the dragon and the him being slain, I know in Revelation it says he'll be cast into the bottomless pit. But then, of course, he is dealt with at the end too, at the end of the chapter. What are the, I'm going to try to summarize this. It's talking about, after it talks about that, it talks about if one offers me thorns and thistles, I will march to battle against it. But if he holds fast to my refuge, he makes me his friend, and he makes me his friend. In days to come, Jacob shall strike root, and the face of the world shall be covered with fruit. This verse 7 in my translation is interesting. It says, was he beaten as his beater has been? Who's the beaten and who's the beater?
Oh, mine says, has he struck Israel as he struck those who struck him?
Okay. That, well, it could mean that. It could mean it, in other words, he's not dealing with Israel the same way as he deals with some of the nations. It, possibly, is that what it's referring to? I was thinking that it was speaking of God was speaking of himself in Christ,
That's what I
was,
was thinking.
you know.
Yeah, that's how I
Was
was
he
interpreting it.
upon, was Israel beaten as his, or was, no, that wouldn't make
That's
sense
what I was
either.
thinking. Did he strike Israel the way that his son was struck?
Yes, stricken, yeah.
Or stricken?
I don't know. Could be. It sort of struck me that way when I was reading it. And then it goes on to say, assuredly, by this alone shall Jacob's sin be purged away. That would definitely seem to be a reference to Christ.
Yes.
This is the only price for removing his guilt. Anyway, there's that. Were you? talking, was it just Brian yesterday was talking about the Euphrates
That wasn't
drying up?
me.
It
That must
wasn't
be not
you.
that, you know.
Because here's another reference to the Euphrates in verse 12. In that day, the Lord will beat out the people like grain from the channel of the Euphrates to the Wadi of Egypt. Yeah. I'm sorry. And it talks about the horn being sounded. That you see in Revelation. That's a sign of the end times. I'm going to read 28. Ah, the proud crowns of the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is but wilted flowers, on the heads of men bloated with rich food, who are overcome by wine. Lo, my Lord has something strong and mighty, like a storm of hail, a shower of pestilence, something like a storm of massive torrential rain, shall be hurled with force to the ground. Trampled underfoot shall be the proud crowns of the drunkards of Ephraim. The wilted flowers on the heads of the men bloated with rich food, that are his glorious beauty. They shall be like an early fig before the fruit harvest. Whoever sees it devours it while it's still in his hand. In that day, the Lord of hosts shall become a crown of beauty on a diadem of glory for the remnant of his people, and a spirit of judgment for him who sits in judgment, and of valor for those who repel attacks at the gate. But these are also muddled by wine and dazed by liquor. Priest and prophet are muddled by liquor. They are confused by wine and are dazed by liquor. They are muddled in their visions. They stumble in judgment. Yea, all tables are covered with vomit and filth, so that no space is left. To whom would he give instruction? To whom expound the message? To those newly weaned from milk, just taken away from the breast? That same mutter upon mutter, murmur upon murmur, now here, now there. Truly, as one who speaks to that people in a stammering jargon and an alien tongue, is he who declares to them, this is the resting place, let the weary rest. This is the place of repose. They refuse to listen to them. The word of the Lord is mutter upon mutter, murmur upon murmur, now here, now there. And so they will march, but they shall fall backward and be injured and snared and captured. Now that's really different from the way the King James translates it. I know that passage. What do you have in yours for
Which verse
nine,
was that?
verse nine, starting with nine?
Whom will he teach knowledge, and whom will he make to understand the message? Those just weaned from milk, those just drawn from the breasts? For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little.
Okay. Yeah, I've always heard that it's sort of ambiguous, and I can see why it's translated this way, because they're trying to associate this muttering and or the way it's translated here, mutter and murmur. As being associated, I guess, with a new a baby or someone who can't speak well. But given the way it's translated in your version, and I think in the King James as well, where it's line upon line and precept upon precept, I've often heard it said that that's sort of like the way we should approach the Bible, systematically. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. I can't tell from the poetic language is very ambiguous, so I can't say which is correct. But what's 11, verse 11 say in your translation?
For with stammering lips and another tongue, he will speak to this people.
Now, that's quoted in the New Testament. Was it Paul, I think?
I'm not familiar with that.
It's referring.
I mean,
I'm going to
look.
look it up. I'm going to look it because I know
Oh, is it?
that's.
Is it
I think it's
First
regarding.
Corinthians 14:21? Is that it?
Could be. Let's look. I think it is. Because I not, thought it had something to do with speaking in tongues. First Corinthians 14,
21.
21. Paul says, "In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people, and yet for all that they will not hear me, saith the Lord." That's what he's obviously quoting.
Oh.
The point being that yours, read yours again, because it was gave this.
For with stammering lips and another tongue he will speak to this people,
And
to
the
whom
same.
he's, well, that's verse 11, to whom he said, this is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they
So
would
it
not.
doesn't go on to say, and for all that they will not hear him.
It does, but that's later on.
Later on.
It says, to whom he said, this is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear.
So that's Paul is sort of combining the two into one sentence. I get it. Hear now the word of the Lord, you men of mockery, who govern that people in Jerusalem, where you have said, "We have made a covenant with death, concluded a pact with Sheol. When the sweeping flood passes through, it shall not reach us. But we have made falsehood our refuge, taken shelter in treachery. Assuredly, thus said the Lord God, behold, I will found in Zion, stone by stone, a tower of precious cornerstones, exceedingly firm." That's also referenced in the New Testament. Behold, I will lay inside of. I don't know which verse that is, but I want to look it up. See if we can find it. Let's see if we can find it.
First Peter 2:6, right?
I'm doing better than me. Find it. Let's check it. First Peter 2:6. Peter's talking about us. It says, "To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as lively stones, have built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded." Behold, I lay in Zion a stone by stone, a tower of precious cornerstones. That's interesting in the Hebrew. It says, where are we? 17, but I will apply judgment as a measuring line and retribution as weights. He shall sweep away the refuge of falsehood and flood waters engulf your shelter. Your covenant with death shall be annulled. Your pact with Sheol shall not endure. When the sweeping flood passes through, you shall be its victims. It shall catch you. Every time it passes through, it shall pass through every morning, every day, and every night, and it shall be sheer horror to grasp the message. The couch is too short for stretching out, and the cover too narrow for curling up. For the Lord will arise as on the hill of Perazim. He will rouse himself as in the vale of Gibeon to do his work. Strange is his work, and to perform his task. Astounding is his task. Therefore, refrain from mockery. Let your bonds be tightened, for I've heard a decree of destruction from my Lord God of hosts against all the land. Give diligent ear to my words. Attend carefully to what I say. Does he who plows to sow plow all the time, breaking up and furrowing his land? When he has smoothed its surface, does he not rather broadcast black cumin and scatter cumin, or set wheat in a row, barley in a strip, and emmer in a patch? For he teaches him the right manner. His God instructs him. So too, black cumin is not threshed with a threshing board, nor is the wheel of a threshing sledge rolled over cumin. But black cumin is beaten out with a stick and cumin with a rod. It is cereal that is crushed. For even if he threshes it thoroughly and the wheel of his sledge and his horses overwhelm it, he does not crush it. That too is ordered by the Lord of hosts. His counsel is unfathomable, his wisdom marvelous. I don't know what to say about some of this, John. It's very complicated to very difficult to understand.
I agree.
I'll read 29 too. Is there anything I could say that's the Well, in verse 21, I think it's interesting that he's referring to his work on the hill of Perazim in the valley of Gibeon. Remember when Joshua was fighting that battle and he said, "Sun, stand still in Gibeon," where the sun stood still
Yep.
while he fought. I think that's what he's referring to. That miracle was worked, because then it goes on to say, strange is his work. As he says, he will rouse himself as in the vale of Gibeon to do his work, strange is his work, and to perform his task. Anyway, Ariel, city where David camped, and ye add year to year, let festivals come in their cycles, and I will harass Ariel. And there shall be sorrow and sighing. She shall be to me like Ariel. And I will camp against you round about. I will lay siege to you with a mound. And I will set up siege works against you. And you shall speak from lower than the ground. Your speech shall be humbler than the sod. Your speech shall sound like a ghost from the ground. Your voice shall chirp from the sod. And like fine dust shall be the multitude of your strangers. And like flying chaff, the multitude of tyrants. And suddenly, in an instant, she shall be remembered of the Lord of hosts. With roaring and shaking and deafening noise, storm and tempest, and blaze of consuming fire. Then, like a dream, a vision of the night, shall be the multitude of nations that war upon Ariel, and all her besiegers and the siege works against her. And those who harass her, like one who is hungry and dreams he is eating, but wakes to find himself empty, and like one who is thirsty and dreams he is drinking, but wakes to find himself faint and utterly parched. So shall be all the multitude of nations that war upon Mount Zion. Act stupid and be stupefied. Act blind and be blinded. They are drunk, but not from wine. They stagger, but not from liquor. For the Lord has spread over you a spirit of deep sleep, and shut your eyes, the prophets, and shut your eyes, the prophets, so the prophets being their eyes, and covered your heads, the seers, so that all prophecy has been to you like the words of a sealed document. It is handed to one who can read, and he is asked to read it. He will say, "I can't, because it's sealed." And if the document is handed to one who cannot read, and is asked to read it, he will say, "I can't read." Ah, oh, man.
You need to
My
go
Lord.
pause and get some water?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
My Lord said, "Because that people has approached me with its mouth and honored me with his lips, but it has kept its heart far from me." Man, and its worship of me has been a commandment of men learned by rote. Truly, I shall further baffle that people with bafflement upon bafflement, and the wisdom of its wise shall fail. And the prudence of its prudent shall vanish. This is interesting. Ariel, the first verse. I'll continue again after I say this. Ariel means lion of God. And it's referring to Israel, God's people. And he's talking about the time, again, I'm pointing to the end times, I'm sure, where God is going to allow the nations to gather around them in an attempt to destroy them. And he talks in verse 7, when all of these multitudes will, and besiegers will gather around her, but they're not going to succeed because it says they're going to be like one who is dreaming. He's eating and finds it when he wakes up that he didn't eat anything, or dreams he's drinking and wakes up and finds that he didn't drink. And that says, so shall be all the multitude of nations that war upon Mount Zion. But then he says, the Lord has spread over you a spirit of deep sleep. And their eyes, i.e., the prophets, and covered their heads, the seers. So all the prophecy has been to you like the words of the sealed document. I think that's talking about what Paul mentions when he says, for blindness in part has come upon Israel. And then verse 13 continues, because that people has approached me with its mouth and honored me with its lips, but has kept its heart far from me. And that, I think, Paul even quotes, honored me with its lips and kept its heart from me. I don't know the verse, but anyway, then the verse 15, I'll pick up again. Ah, those who would hide their plans deep from the Lord, who do their work in dark places and say, who sees us? Who takes note of us? How perverse of you. Should the potter be accounted as the clay? Should what is made say of its maker, he did not make me? And what is formed say of him who formed it, he did not understand. Surely in a little while, Lebanon will be transformed into farmland, and farmland accounted as mere brush. In that day, the deaf shall hear even written words, and the eyes of the blind shall see, even in darkness and obscurity. Then the humble shall have increasing joy through the Lord. And the neediest of men shall exult in the Holy One of Israel. For the tyrant shall be no more, the scoffer shall cease to be, and those diligent for evil shall be wiped out, who cause men to lose their lawsuits, laying a snare for the arbiter at the gate, and wronging by falsehood him who is in the right. Assuredly, thus said the Lord to the house of Jacob, who redeemed Abraham. No more shall Jacob be shamed, no longer his face grow pale. For when he, that is his children, behold what my hands have wrought in his midst, they will hallow my name. Men will hallow the Holy One of Jacob and stand in awe of the God of Israel. And the confused shall acquire insight, and grumblers accept instruction.
It's weird that verse 16, Paul quotes that directly in Romans, and yet I have no reference to that in my Bible here.
Which verse? The
Verse
potter?
16,
How does it read in your translation? So,
shall the potter be esteemed as the clay? For shall the thing made say of
you have
him?
no reference. Let me see what if I can find. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I think
That's
you're
really
right.
strange. And yet I'm looking down here and there's no reference to Romans at all.
Let's take a
And
quick look.
it's a direct
How
quote.
about Romans 9:21?
That is the reference, but what I'm trying to say is usually my Bible will point
Oh,
out.
it isn't noted in your
And
Bible.
it's not
Okay.
noted in the Bible that
Yeah, in
that's a
your
reference
reference
to.
Bible. Yeah. Okay, well, it's there.
That's so weird. I mean, that's so overt. You would think that, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah. I guess they can't get them all.
I
Want
never
to take 30, John?
Well, I'm sorry.
You want to take the next chapter?
Woe to the rebellious children, who says the Lord. Sorry. Woe to the rebellious children, says the Lord, who take counsel but not of me, and who devise plans but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. You know, that's, I'm going to stop there. I think that's really important for us to know that when you are devising plans, that it should always, you should always try to seek the spirit
The
of
mind of the
Holy
Lord,
Spirit, yeah, and the mind of the Lord, yeah. And that's so seldom emphasized today. It's always like, we're going to do this. Next week we're doing that. Next month I'm, you know, and it's like there's no seeking the Lord's will, or I don't know. It's just, I thought that was because I think in so doing, as the next verse suggests, that you're adding sin to sin almost, because there's a complete disregard for the Lord in your
Yeah,
life.
it's like you're the one who's in control of your life, not, and yeah, that's not the spirit of one who's trying to be a servant of the Lord. If you're making the decisions for yourself, you're serving yourself
Yeah.
first.
What does that mean when it says, who take counsel but not of me?
In other words,
They're
they're asking
seeking
everybody. They're
advice.
asking for advice from everybody, but they're not asking the Lord what he thinks about it. You
Yeah,
got
that's
an
right.
idea, you go to your friend, you say, "What do you think about this?" "Oh, that's a great idea. Did you run it by the Lord?"
Yeah, I'm really guilty of that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Anyway, I'll
You
continue.
set out to go down to Egypt without asking me.
Yeah.
That's a reference to what the Israelites were doing in the last days before they went into captivity, because they were once again going seeking out Egypt and Pharaoh for assistance and refuge from the attack of the Babylonians.
Yeah.
Go on, though. I'm
Yeah.
sorry, I interrupted you.
Yeah, who walk to go down to Egypt and have not asked my advice, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore, the strength of Pharaoh shall be your shame. And trust in the shadow of Egypt shall be your humiliation. For his princes were at Zion, and his ambassadors came to Haines. They were all ashamed of a people who could not benefit them or be help or benefit, but a shame and also a reproach, a burden against the beasts of the south. Through a land of trouble and anguish, from which came the lioness and lion, the viper and fiery flying serpent, they will carry their riches on the backs of young donkeys, and their treasures on the humps of camels, to a people who shall not profit, for the Egyptians shall help in vain and to no purpose. Therefore, I have called her Rahab Hem Shebeth. Now go, write it before them on a tablet and note it on a scroll, that it may be for a time to come, forever and ever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children who will not hear the law of the Lord, who say to the seers, do not see, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us right things, speak to us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Get out of the way, turn aside from the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Therefore, thus says the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word and trust in oppression and perversity, and rely on them. Therefore, this iniquity shall be to you like a breach ready to fall, a bulge in a high wall, whose breaking comes suddenly in an instant. He shall break it like the breaking of the potter's vessel, which is broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so there shall not be found among its fragments a shard to take fire from the hearth or to take water from the cistern. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. But you would not. And you said, no, for we will flee on horses. Therefore you shall flee. And we will ride on swift horses. Therefore those who pursue you shall be swift. 1,000 shall flee at the threat of one. At the threat of five you shall flee, till you are left as a pole on top of a mountain and as a burner on a hill. Therefore the Lord will wait that he may be gracious to you. And therefore he will be exalted, that he may have mercy on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are those who wait for him. For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. You shall weep no more. He will be very gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you. And though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore. But your eyes shall see your teachers. Your eyes shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left, you will also defile the covering of your images of silver and the ornament of your molded images of gold. You will throw them away as an unclean thing. You will say to them, get away. Then he will give the rain for your seed with which you sow the ground and bread of the increase of the earth. It will be fat and plentiful. In the day, your cattle will feed in large pastures. Likewise, the oxen and the young donkeys that work the ground will eat cured fodder, which has been winnowed with the shovel and fan. There will be on every high mountain and on every high hill rivers and streams of waters in the day of the great slaughter when the towers fall. Moreover, the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be sevenfold as the light of 7 days, in the day that the Lord binds up the bruise of his people and heals the stroke of their wound. Behold, the name of the Lord comes from afar, burning with his anger, and his burden is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue like a devouring fire. His breath is like an overflowing stream which reaches up to the neck to sift the nations and with the sieve of futility. And there shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err. You shall have a song as the night when a holy festival is kept, and gladness of heart as when one goes with a flute to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. The Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard and show the descent of his arm with the indignation of his anger and the flame of a devouring fire, with scattering tempest and hailstones. For through the voice of the Lord, Assyria will be beaten down as he strikes with the rod, and in every place where the staff of punishment passes, which the Lord lays on him, it will be with tambourines and harps, and in battles of brandishing, he will fight with it. For Tophet will estab was established of old. Yes, for the king it is prepared. He has made it deep and large. Its pyre is fire with much wood. The breath of the Lord, like a stream of brimstone, kindles it. There's a lot in this chapter. So I already went over verse one, and two. What else?
Let's
There were other
see.
things I wanted to comment on. I need to take it from the top here.
Let's take a look over. Well, there's a lot of talk about the error of going to Egypt for help. That's repeated a lot in these early verses.
Oh yeah, and I mean in line with that rebellion, as verse 10 says, there's that desire to have the people not want to hear truth spoken anymore. I love that verse. It says, and they say,
The prophets
the
prophesy
prophets do
falsely.
not prophesy to us right things, speak to us smooth things. And that's exactly what we have in the churches today. They don't want to hear the real hard truth of the reality of, the truth as it's found in the Bible. They just want to hear smooth things, which I love. That's a great ex it's like it's very easy to swallow. It's easy to accept. It doesn't agitate anything. It's just, it's like, Jesus was he was a cool guy. And it's like they just want to hear that. They don't want to be challenged in any way. And that's this is what we're living in right now. Let's see what else.
It's interesting that in 13 it says it uses this image, the iniquity shall work on you like a spreading breach that occurs in a lofty wall, whose crash comes sudden and swift. Have you ever seen a breach in a wall where a wall starts to crack open?
No.
I've seen that happen a couple of times in Yonkers where construction wasn't done right and they build these huge retaining walls. One was a retaining wall that used to be on Springer Avenue that we used to walk up and down, and it started to crack. You'd see this crack, and then all of a sudden, one day, the whole thing just, after a rain or something, the whole thing just blows apart. And then there was a house back where the shed used to be in Yonkers. There was this house with that real high foundation. I don't remember it. It was like the basement. Where it started at the basement level, which was down by Uncle John's shed, but it went up like 20 feet before the house started because they were building into the side of the hill. So they built this big thing and they backfilled it with dirt. But it was more than the foundation could hold and it started to crack. And they had to repair that somehow. They managed to do it. But if they hadn't, the whole thing would have probably fallen down.
Wow.
But
That's interesting.
it can spread all of a sudden. It's just because the pressure is breaking it, and then all of a sudden it'll get to the point where it just can't take it anymore. So that's the image that's over here, with regard to Israel, because they've rejected the word and put their trust in these fraudulent prophecies that you've been talking about. Yeah, you can, it can sound like you said, it sounds good, and you can operate on the basis of those delusions, but eventually it's going to come crashing down all of a sudden on you. There's a great verse there, in stillness and quietness. You shall triumph. And how does it say it in your, I like the King James Version, the wording of that. I think it's in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Is that what it's
Yes,
verse 15?
in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
Right. Yeah, that's beautiful.
That's well, confidence means with faith.
Yes, that's right. I never realized that. That's what
Like
it
that's
is.
where you get like cone, like for in
Yeah,
Spanish,
with
on
fide,
faith.
this right, faithfulness.
So confidence is with faith. And of course, we love the verse in 21. You'll hear a word behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." That's a beautiful verse.
That's a promise of how God to it was a promise to, as he says, the people in Zion, the dwellers in Jerusalem, as to how in the restoration it would be for them, that your guide will no more be ignored, but your eyes will watch your guide. And whenever you deviate to the right or the left, your ears will hear, will heed the command from behind you. This is the road, follow it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Wow. Any other comments, John?
No, I
Okay.
think that's it for today.
Okay. We'll stop at 30, and we've got 31 to go for the next time, and I will this time write it down again. So we did 27 through 30.
Yeah.
We're going to have 31 next time.
Okay, I'm going to stop the
All
recording.
right. Okay.